Hello everyone, I'm Will.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome back to They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Oh. Well, before we get into this one, let me just kind of pad out time by saying that we're on every major podcast site. We're on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, anywhere you can find podcasts, that's where we are. And we've actually just started a YouTube channel too, where we'll be posting all those. So make sure you give us likes and subscribe if you want to. But anyway, let's get into our movie, shall we?
Movie.
Interesting experience.
Word. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Octoman from 1971.
Directed by Harry Essex.
Yeah.
Harry Assman, whatever you want to call him.
Harry something. Harry Fuckface is what I want to call him, because God damn it. Like, okay. If you like your movies with a lot of filler, boy, you'll enjoy this movie.
Let's just get into it. So, okay. Beautiful intro.
Yeah. So it starts out like kind of like a movie trailer almost.
Yeah, it's like the trailer that you would have for this movie, essentially. Except it does something that movie trailers shouldn't do. So it's like a scientist doing voiceover. And it shows stock footage of like a Latin American nation.
Like the ocean, yeah. Stuff like that. It's explaining how they're like... It's kind of almost explaining the plot, how like this scientist is going and researching radiation in like Mexico's water.
Yeah.
Water supplies. Mm-hmm. So.
And it shows like stock footage of Mexico, stock footage of the ocean and all this other shit. And then it just shows us right there, the Octoman.
Yeah. No, like... It doesn't give us any, like, suspense or anything. No suspense. No, like, oh, they're gonna show him later in the movie.
Nope.
No, just right there.
Right there. Him flopping his stupid fucking arms around.
Yeah.
And just the title, Octoman.
Octoman. And then it's just him slowly lumbering towards the camera. Mm-hmm. And then it just shows more of the credits. You know, who's playing who. And
Octoman has his own name in the credits. It even says, like, it lists off the names of the actors, then it just says, and the Octoman.
Yeah, and literally, if you look it up on IMDb, it shows the actor who played Octoman, mm-hmm. and it says, Octoman, parentheses, like as the Aquaman, Octoman.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking. I'd be proud. I mean, this fucking thing.
You can tell in this movie that they were so proud of that suit.
Yeah.
Because you see it so many times.
Way too proud. Okay, you don't do this. You don't show off this thing this much, especially when it looks like that. It's just a guy in a suit, and he has, like, his hands are going through, like, two of the, whatever you want to call them.
The tendrils or whatever
tendrils.
You call them.
And the rest of the tendrils are inanimate.
Yeah, they're just, like, glued onto either the back of him, or when he's, like, wingspanning, it'll be glued onto, like, his armpits
there's
almost.
There's two on the back, there's two glued onto his arms, and there's two glued to the back of the legs.
Yeah.
It looks like shit. It is shit.
It looks horrible.
The whole movie, matter of fact, bold statement, is shit.
I don't think it's a bold statement. I think anyone who's watched this film knows that this movie is shit.
I don't know. This has a 3.6 on IMDb, so somebody is giving this higher than a 1 out of 10?
I did read a review that gave it a 6, so I don't know.
That person is probably related to the director.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just like the guy who played Davido.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to the ethnic flavor of this movie.
This one's going to be hard. I don't even know what to say about this movie. But I guess let's get into it.
Oh, boy.
So, movie starts out with...
These scientists.
These scientists. Like, a girl, a guy, and then, like, one other person. I can't remember. Like,
it's like his assistant scientist.
Yeah, his assistant.
This, like, older guy.
So, they're researching water.
Yeah.
Water pollution.
Radiation.
And they're talking about all this, like, you know, scientific gobbledygook about how, like, the water's polluted and, like, how they need to do more studies. Mm. And then another assistant comes over with a metal bucket.
Yeah,
right?
He's like, look what I found.
He's like, look what you're going to want to see what I found in the water supply. And, like, he opens up the the bucket. And there's just this, like... It almost looks plastic.
Oh, it is plastic.
Just this inanimate squid.
Yes.
Or octopus.
With these big eyes.
Like, an octopus with big, unblinking eyes.
Like, human eyes. And that's what, like, they're like, wow, look at its eyes. They're so strange. And it's supposed to be alive, but when it's in the bucket, it never moves. It doesn't do anything.
I think she even says, like, look at the way it looks at us.
Yeah. And,
like, it's like a human. Its eyes aren't even moving.
Yeah.
But it keeps showing them through the view of this
octopus vision.
Where it has, like, eight different things. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's clever. That's some clever shit.
Yeah, it's like a kaleidoscope effect.
God.
I bet they were proud of that, too, because they show it a lot in the film as well.
Oh, yeah.
Half
the time you can't even fucking tell what it is because there's eight goddamn images on the screen.
But it shows him, it shows, like, the octopus in the bucket, like, multiple times. Like, they were really, like...
Yeah.
Like, look at it. And it's not even moving.
No.
But it's making noise.
Yeah. It's making, like, these weird, like, squeaking sounds.
I didn't even know it was coming from, like, the bucket.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, part of the soundtrack.
Yeah, I thought it was, too. I was like, what is going on? Why is this part of the soundtrack? But I'm like, oh, wait, the octopus is making the noise. Okay. So...
Then they talk, and then they bring it back to where they found it. Which is this lake.
Yeah, to like...
Get used to this fucking lake.
Because you'll see it a lot in this movie.
Look, I don't give a shit what they tell you in this movie. It's the same fucking lake over and over and over and over again.
Oh, man.
Get used to this shit. They filmed this somewhere outside of, like, Los Angeles.
I bet you they only had one set. Like, they're only, like...
Set?
Well, not set, but I mean, like... Okay, so not set, but location.
You know what this is?
One location.
You know what this is? This is some director got himself $100,000 and took a bunch of, like, has-been actors on a fucking, like, camping trip into the fucking mountains on some lake and decided to make a movie.
I guarantee you it's not even Mexico.
It's not Mexico. Are you kidding me? Bullshit. This is somewhere outside of Los Angeles. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it, too.
If it was Mexico, like... I mean, we'll get to the ethnicity stuff in this.
Oh, man. That's gonna be fun.
But, yeah. So they put the octopus, like, back on the lake, then it actually moves.
They're gonna, like, release it.
Yeah.
And it starts crawling towards the water.
Yeah.
Which is, for 1971, it actually looked pretty good.
Like, I wasn't even expecting the fucking thing to move.
I was like, okay, cool, they got it to move. They used some animatronics. Kudos to them.
I don't think it's animatronics, but, yeah.
I mean, clearly they spent all their money on that scene.
If I had to guess, it's on a string. There are several strings controlling the front two, but I'll give them that.
At least it looked like it was moving, you know?
Because immediately after that, it cuts to the big boy. Octoman.
Coming through the bushes.
Coming through the bushes.
And, like, looking at his babies or whatever. It doesn't explain it either. But it's looking at...
Are you saying movies need explanations? No.
Well, they should.
All you have to know is that these little octopuses, they have to be, like, with him. For some reason.
Should I have given a spoiler alert before I told him that the octopus has nothing... Like, the little octopus has nothing to do with the story?
Oh, I disagree. It gives us a reason to have the octopus show up and awkwardly smack people in the face.
I actually love the action scenes in this.
Are you kidding me?
They're the most entertaining part of this
hilarious.
Movie. But, well, I mean, we'll get to the action scenes, which are beautiful.
Yeah, I like that you have to use the word action scenes. It's a little deceiving. There's nothing...
I think it's an overstatement. It's just a guy in an octopus suit slapping people with rubber tendrils. And so, okay, so they release this little octopus into the water, and...
They leave.
They see the Octoman.
Well, they don't see
Octoman.
Him.
Oh, no, they don't see him, but it shows him in the
he
bushes.
Sees them.
But then they recapture one of the octopus to, like, study it?
Yeah.
Or do they have two? Like,
I guess they had two, because they released... Oh, no. So here's what happened. They released it to see what it would do, and then they recaptured it. And then they leave, and it shows, like, stock footage of an airplane flying away. They go to the scientist.
Yeah, so they leave.
He wants to get... The main guy wants to get funding for more, like, a bigger research trip.
Yeah, so they go to the main researchers that they were doing this research for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course...
He's
like
not convinced.
It's like a marine expedition.
Yeah.
So, of course, the guys who sent him on this mission, like, this, like, study... Are just surrounded in aquariums.
Oh, yeah. Like, you think they filmed that in, like, a pet store?
Probably.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like it.
Oh, yeah. Like the back room of a Petco or
But I some just shit. Think it's funny that the Marine, like the big head honchos mm-hmm. of the study for Marines,
yeah,
like Marine biology, is like surrounded by aquariums.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's symbolism, okay?
Right.
They're Marine biologists are going to be surrounded by fish all fucking day.
But it keeps showing the fish, oh, yeah. too, like inside the tank yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah,
which I guarantee you is stock footage from some other thing.
So then the lead researcher slaps this like this rubber
it's dead
this rubber octopus into a tank
yeah
and it's dead so they don't have any backing mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the researchers are like no we're not going to fund
we're
you
we're not convinced
this was supposed to be about pollution yeah. and you just brought us like wildlife yeah.
except one of the scientists there is like well I don't know it might be the like a missing link of human evolution or the next step of human evolution.
Right.
Because they're all just, because I guess the whole thing is you're supposed to think that this is like a man octopus hybrid.
The next thing, like that radiation and pollution
yes.
has created a man mm-hmm. octopus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, and after that, because this scene doesn't really go anywhere, but the only purpose of this scene is that they don't give him funding.
They don't give him funding, so they have to go somewhere else yes, for the funding.
Before that, it cuts to...
It cuts to their the assistant guy, like, cutting open one of the...
Who's still back at the camp.
Yeah, he's cutting open one of the octopus. Mm-hmm. And we get
Big
our,
Daddy
we
shows
get our
up.
First quote-unquote action yes, scene.
Where it's a dark fucking tent, and he just shows up and just smacks the guy around, and the guy was like... When he's being smacked around, he's like, ugh,
Like, he smacks him yeah. around a little bit and then hugs him.
Hugs
with
him to death.
These tendrils.
Yeah.
And, like, you see, like, suction cup, like,
it, like, makes
like marks on his body.
Chest.
And,
Then he tips over the fucking table.
And then he just, like, throws him to the ground.
Yeah.
And he's dead.
Yeah. And but, again, there's no suspense to this thing at all. He is just there... dissecting it and like talking and like making jokes to the dead octopus hybrid shit that he's dissecting. And then it's just a close up of the fucking octopus's stupid face. And then he just walks into the tent and smacks him.
Octoman shows up
There's
and
no,
slaps him.
No suspense. Nothing.
It looks
nada.
It looks silly. And that's
yes.
putting it lightly.
Yes.
So he grabs the little octopus thing mm-hmm. and like takes it back
you
into
see him
the water.
Like cradling it.
Yeah, yeah, takes it back into the water.
Yeah, and then it
and then
the main scientist and like I guess his girlfriend or she's also a scientist, but I guess they're I don't know. There's no fucking
they don't really like there's no like
who knows?
I think they're in a relationship, but I don't know. Like it doesn't really say anything. They kiss at one point, but it's the most awkward kiss in
Oh yeah. We'll get to
that's
that.
That's later, but
yeah.
So
they go to this like
so they go
ranch.
To... And it's, like, some, like...
Cowboy.
One guy's a cowboy that is, like, one of the... He's, like, a animal researcher, but
yeah.
he also hunts them.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But he's, like, one of the best around. And then they go to this guy who has lots of money that owns the
yeah.
ranch.
And his thing is that he likes weird things, and he wants to make money off of this. So, you know, he hears, oh, half octopus, half human hybrid. He's just... He's all...
Oh, he's all for it.
He's balls deep in that.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He because, he again, he sees dollar signs. We
yeah.
haven't seen that before in any other movie.
No. There's no movie that was starting with a B that we watched.
Bigfoot! Sorry, I got an inch in my throat.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, they get funding from this cowboy guy, and he brings along a crew of, like, a few, like... pot like I don't even know like doesn't really say who they are. One's like a like they have the like the researcher's assistant
yeah
not the dead one
mm-hmm.
the other one and then they have some other guy and then a Native American
maybe
I don't know they keep calling him Davido
okay so movie is supposed to take place in Mexico or some other Latin American country, okay? Now, there are two... There is one character who's like a local, and he is dubbed, okay? Very awkwardly dubbed, but I don't know if it's dubbed by a actual Hispanic person. It might be.
I couldn't tell. It sounds authentic, though.
It sounds mostly authentic. Now, Davido, which, number one, that's not a real name, okay? That's like calling someone John-O or fucking...
Or Alex-O.
Yeah, William-O. Like, that's not a real fucking name. Okay? So, he is dubbed also, but he is like... He obviously sounds like a fucking white guy trying to sound Hispanic.
Oh, yeah.
Very.
You can tell that it wasn't a actual, like...
Which, at first, you're like, this guy is, like, the least convincing Hispanic person ever. Also, he is, he has brown, like, makeup on his fucking face.
And they actually, like, darken his eyes,
his
too.
His eyes look darkened?
To make him sunken in.
Like, at some, and, like, in some scenes, it almost looks like he has, like, he's been punched in the face.
Yeah.
Like, there's way too much.
Like, heavy-handed the makeup on his
eyes. Way too fucking much. It's inconsistent between scenes. So, but then we found out you looked him up in the credits or something, and I guess he's supposed to be a fucking native?
Yeah, like Indian? Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I'm like, okay.
Like, his name in the credits is literally Indian.
Yeah, or the Indian.
Not Davido.
Yeah.
So I don't even know, I don't understand it. So they meet these guys, and they go out on a trek, and they stop at their first location, I guess where they were originally researching. Mm-hmm. And
they see the tent.
They see the tent, and they go, and they start talking, and then Davido shows him a picture of, like, something he drew.
Yeah.
And it's the Octoman.
Yeah. There's a legend in his village of a half-man, half-octopus creature that's been around for a while.
So he gives the researcher this paper, and he unfolds it, and it's an Octoman, you know, running around on, like, eight legs. And then and then Davido
flashback?
Yeah, so so that Davido
explains
how one of his villagers or
his
dad was attacked by the Octoman.
The best scene.
Oh man. And then it jumps right to a flashback.
Yes.
Of a guy collecting
flashback of a guy like
is he collecting water at the
He's not even by the lake because remember what happens is he gets thrown off a fucking cliff.
Oh, that's right.
So he's like looking in the ground for something and then all of a sudden a fucking octopus just walks up to him and, like, smacks him in the face.
Smacks him across the face and his eye, like, pops out.
His eye is, like, popped out for some reason. And you just see... the next shot is just Octoman carrying a bad dummy.
And then, like, picking him up.
And dropping him down a fucking cliff.
A la Darth Vader with, like Senator Palpatine just... Ugh, just daintily tossing him down this cliff.
Yeah.
And he just ragdolls down this cliff, just keeps rolling down this
cliff. Like, that's it. And then the flashback ends. It's wonderful. It's oh my god. I just wonder, did they think any of these scenes were scary?
I bet you they thought they looked really cool.
I mean, it's just, there's no suspense in any of this at all.
No. Because, as you'll see in the next few parts, really nothing happens.
Yeah.
A couple people die, but that's about it. So...
they drive to another location.
Which is the same...
It's the same lake.
Same location.
Again.
But it's supposed to be a different lake.
They drive down the same fucking canyon. They camp in the same fucking spot. It's the same shit.
So they drive to a location. Mm-hmm. They research it.
Some shit happens.
Repeat. They drive to another spot.
Yes.
They research it. Some shit happens. Mm-hmm. Their group slowly dwindles.
I don't remember what point in the movie this happened, but there is a scene. It's nighttime. So, like, the woman researcher, she can, like, she senses things or she hears things coming from the water. And you're just like, okay, that's...
So the whole movie, so she's, like, looking off in the distance at certain parts, and, like, he's like, I've never seen you like this. Like, you know, why are you acting like this? And she's like, I don't know, I can feel something.
I can hear something.
Yeah. And so it's alluding to the fact that maybe she can, like, understand the Octoman or, like, you know, communicate with him or something. so we get a bunch of them driving around researching.
Alligator.
We forgot to talk. So, two of the local, like a scientist and a local, are carrying back another specimen.
Yeah.
And
they also have a weapon.
Yeah.
They have, like, a knife or something.
Yeah, they start to lay down.
Yeah.
And then they immediately get up, like, oh, we shouldn't rest here.
Well, the one guy, they lay down, he's like, oh man, I'm so tired. And then, like, 5 fucking seconds later, he's like, we should get walking. We shouldn't be out when it's dark.
Yeah.
5 fucking seconds later.
He literally he doesn't even get all the way down before he decides to jump back up.
And so you see that the Octoman is following them. Okay? Then it's night. And they walk up to, a fucking, tree or some shit. Or, it looks like a fucking, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those campsite bathrooms that you see. That's what it looks like. And he's just, the Octoman is just standing there. And they just walk right up to him. And he just smacks him to death.
Yep, just smacks him with it. Just floppily, and... It looks like a wacky waving inflatable arm flailing two-man just, smacking him all over the place.
And then, all these attack scenes, they'll keep cutting to, super close-ups of his, face. And, you just hear, the heavy breathing.
And his, mouth never moves. His eyes move a little bit, but not very much.
Tiny bit.
Yeah, they have limited mobility. Uh-huh. He just smacks them around with his tentacles.
They die.
Yeah.
They never mention them again.
They don't even, say anything, where are these people, what's going on. Never mention them.
Nope.
At all. They don't get a single mention.
Nope. Shows how much they mattered, Will.
Apparently, quite a bit.
Oh, man, so much.
So, then we see, is that when the alligator part happens, or is that later?
I don't give a shit when it happens, because this movie's bullshit, but we need to talk about the fucking alligator. So, you see, Well, first, let's mention the cheetah.
Oh, yeah. So as they're driving, you need to go and research another quote-unquote lake.
Yeah.
It shows a fucking cheetah.
A stock footage of a fucking cheetah.
A cheetah?
There are no fucking cheetahs in Mexico.
No.
Okay?
Zero.
Zero. no. No.
There is too much stock footage in this movie for me.
Well, every time they go to a different lake, it'll show stock footage of a lake, but it's not the same lake. Because they filmed the fucking thing in the same goddamn lake the whole time. It's why even bother doing that? Whatever.
I don't know. But they're at a lake. Again, rinse, repeat, they go to a lake, they research it. So they're researching one lake, and it gets nighttime. And
you see an alligator.
You see an alligator, and you're like, what's going on? Yeah. And then I'm like, is he going to have a fight with the alligator?
And I said, no, this movie's too cheap for that.
And then it cuts to the Octoman.
Let's say I was half right on that. Okay.
Cuts to the Octoman just cradling this fake...
A plastic alligator.
A plastic alligator just like floating it in between his two hands.
Yeah.
The only operable tentacles he has.
And then he just drops them.
And then he just drops them.
That's it. Keep in mind, it's nighttime. It's so fucking dark. If you watched a bad copy of this, you wouldn't even tell what the hell he's cradling.
No.
Because the alligator is also pitch black. We're just really? Okay.
What's the point of showing him fighting an alligator?
It's fucking cool.
We already know he can take down humans.
Because, I don't know, Will. Because he's just a savage. Who knows?
So, I think we should also talk about the part where Octoman kills the scientist and one of the locals.
We did.
Well, no, I mean, not the first one, but, the one where he slaps him in the face.
Oh, when he leaves one of them alive and...
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so they have another specimen. Everyone's, away except for the main hunter who's financed the expedition and a random scientist. And the Octoman just walks up to him and somehow he doesn't see him or hear him.
And he stumbles back into the Octoman.
And then he stands up and stumbles right into him. And then he starts hugging him to death.
Yeah, just...
And then another scientist runs Johnny! And then the Octoman just smacks him in the face and takes half of his fucking face off.
Just smacks him and then he falls to the ground dead.
Just runs away.
Yeah, and then the guy, so the other people come back to the RV and they see the guy, the Johnny, laying on the ground. And he slowly gets up. He's like, hey, I got attacked, you know. By the Octoman, and then they say they didn't get a good shot,
He didn't get a good view of him.
A good view of him, yeah.
Because he attacked him from behind. Because he just awkwardly stumbled into a fucking giant octopus man that he didn't know was there.
Like you do, okay?
We've all been there, okay?
I know.
We've all been there.
I don't know if anyone's been that oblivious, but okay.
Because when you see him walk up to him, it does the Octoman vision, and he's walking at him from the side. He should fucking see him.
Well, he should at least hear him. He breathes like an asthmatic, just like.
Look, Octoman needs to lay off the fucking cigarettes. That's all I have to say. He needs to lay off the cigarettes.
Seriously.
So there's like some bunch of bullshit happens, useless conversations, and then him and the woman are in the RV, and they get attacked again.
So I think we should also talk about how they always split up for some reason. They always split up. So the other researchers are talking about something, and Davido has seen apparently the Octoman and gives a picture to
another picture
to the researcher, and he unfolds it.
Yeah,
and it's like, and then it shows the picture and immediately jumps to the woman and
the man like joking.
Yeah,
immediately, which is very fitting because it's like you cut from the Octoman to a joke. It's very representative of how I feel about this fucking movie.
That it's a joke?
It's a joke.
It is a joke.
Is the director trying to tell us something?
Maybe.
Okay,
good. Maybe that's how he wanted us to feel about this.
This thing is a joke? Because this thing is embarrassing. I felt embarrassed watching this.
So they have the RV door open. Yeah. And, like,
he walks up to it and, like,
Octoman tries to, like, get inside.
Sticks his hand in.
And the guy, the Johnny,
the
rich guy,
comes
to the door and like slams it shut, and like Octoman just awkwardly flails his tentacles against the RV,
Window
like a flopping fish just against like.
And Johnny shoots him a couple times, and everyone, the other people,
the woman lays on the horn,
and so she keeps honking, so the guys who are just wandering around doing whatever can hear it.
So they run down, and I noticed Davido, like,
he keeps going up the mountain.
He runs up a mountain.
Yeah.
Like, for no apparent reason.
Yeah. Well, it is for no reason, because later on, he's just there.
He's just at the RV, for no reason.
Because he's a fucking teleporting Indian, apparently. Okay?
So the rich guy explains how they got attacked again by the Octoman.
Yeah.
And then, again, we get more researching and more just them driving.
Wasn't that the scene, or is it later when they fucking attack, when they incapacitate him?
So they don't do it yet, I don't think.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man, this, like
I'm
I said.
I'm pretty sure they followed him.
Did they follow
him? Oh, wait, no. No, it was later. I don't even know what the fuck led up to it. Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I can't remember what led up to it, but anyway, so they. He like attacks them. He like, so they're all sleeping or something, and he attacks the woman, but like picks her up and like
picks her up,
tries to take her away,
yeah,
and like attacks another guy by hugging him and like, you know, just letting him go kind of thing, and takes this woman. They all chase after him, and so one guy figures out that if you shine light in
his
eyes,
he
doesn't like it. So he's like shining light in his eyes, and they're like trying to get the woman away from Octoman.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
they keep shining it, and eventually after like 5 fucking minutes of this crap, he just like slowly puts the woman down.
Right.
And my theory was that the actor got tired of having to hold her up.
It does look like a really hot suit to be in, so I can imagine.
He's probably like, can I please just, like, set her down?
She's
fucking exhausting. It's like a 5 fucking minute scene.
So the guy's flashing the light in his face, and the researcher is like, keeps shining the flashlight in his face.
I got a plan.
So he, like, he
runs away.
He runs away and gets a gas can, and just, like, pours gasoline around the Octoman.
Yeah, we're like, what the fuck is this?
And I'm like, I'm trying to collect my thoughts on this because it makes no sense. So usually in movies, before lighting it, he would go get the girl, right?
Yes.
And then light it as he's leaving.
No, this movie breaks your expectations.
The researcher literally pulls out a book of matches, lights the ring of fire,
and then
goes and gets the girl.
Jumps over the fire and gets the girl, and then jumps back out.
And then the most ridiculous explanation in any movie I've ever seen is given.
He will suffocate, because the fire will literally
suck the oxygen.
All the oxygen out.
Which, okay, yes, fire does suck oxygen. But this is a huge fire circle in Like, outdoors.
It sucks oxygen like this movie sucks my balls, okay? This is bullshit. They're in the middle of the fucking, like, woods. And he just... It's not even a small, like... It's a big ring of fire.
Huge. Okay? Yeah, it's huge. He at least has a few feet on either side. He stumbles
around for, like, 30 seconds and then just falls down.
Yeah, he just falls down. They incapacitate him by, like, withdrawing oxygen.
And at first we're like... That better not be the fucking end.
Oh, it wasn't. We have so much more to go.
Thankfully, it wasn't, because we had even more stupid shit to see.
Oh, man.
So they put him in a net, they drag him back to the camp.
Yeah, and then the guy shoots a, just, I guess for good measure, mm-hmm. just shoots a trank dart in him.
It does shit.
Yeah.
It does shit, because he wakes up the next scene.
Well, so it starts to rain, which is...
Should we talk about the lightning?
Yes.
So the first scene, when they're like, right before he shoots a tranquilizer... It is bright skies, bright and sunny, and you just hear thunder sound effects.
And then you see, like, a flashlight in the distance, because, they, you know, they're trying to simulate, a lightning effect. It's
bullshit.
It's so stupid.
Bullshit.
So then it starts raining.
Stock footage of rain.
Yeah.
Because you'll notice, it never rains when they're on screen.
And then it shows a stock footage of rain, and then it shows a tree... And the landscape of this tree
completely
looks nothing like where they are. It looks
like a fucking, like...
Like...
like a mangrove swamp.
Yeah, it looks like it's like a swamp in, like, Florida or something. Like, it looks...
Bullshit.
Oh, man, this movie.
The guy who made this, like, I don't know, he went to his, like, fucking library and just looked up Rainy Lake or some shit and just plug it in. Who gives a crap?
Yeah, it's fair use, right?
Stupid. So. Nothing about this is fair use, okay? This movie is unfair use. It's unfair use of our fucking time.
Wasted an hour and 18 minutes on this movie.
It's bullshit.
Could you tell we hated it? So then it rains and the Octoman gets these like weird veins all over his face and like stuff. And then
they're sitting by him. Mentioned right before, so there's like the one of the scientists, he always has a lot of things to say about like the environment and how humanity is fucking up the planet and recycling, which again I don't have any problems with these things in the
movie,
right? But this is a movie about a fucking octopus man who smacks people to death.
Well, I'm sorry, but like, we're supposed to believe that an octopus
and there's no explanation
in a lake.
Yes,
you know, because octopus, I don't know how an octopus got in the lake, but we're supposed to believe that, like, radiation made the Octoman, right?
Yes.
So wouldn't he come from the ocean?
No.
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 He comes from a fucking lake.
He's a half-man, half-octopus.
That lives in a lake.
William, yes. He can, look, Octoman can live wherever he wants. What is, are you racist? Are you racist against...
I'm just saying, am I mistaken? Are there lake octopus?
Oh, motherfucker. There are now.
Like, can octopus actually, like, survive in a lake? No,
but that's not an octopus. It's an Octoman.
Yeah, but how
shit.
But, okay, we'll save this for the end. I don't want to argue right now, but because we got to get through the rest of the story.
Oh, the story.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he wakes up after this guy's, like, talking about, you know, whatever the fuck. He wakes up. He starts about to attack them, and then the woman just runs up and is like, stay, like step back.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. She, like, she puts her hands up and, like, calmly, like, tells him to stop.
Yeah.
And the Octoman just kind of stops. Because
she can communicate with him.
For no reason.
For no reason.
Whatsoever. No reason whatsoever. So, the Octoman leaves, and they all follow him. Sorry. Davido follows him.
Yeah.
Into a cave.
Does he?
Yeah.
Because it's nighttime.
And you can't...
And then, no. But it's... No, that's later. Because he just leaves.
Oh, that's right.
And then they drive. And then there's like a log blocking the road so they can't leave. Then Davido gets out of the car and just walks away.
And finds Octoman.
Follows Octoman into a cave.
Where we didn't... I mean, it looks like Octoman, like, it's broad daylight and it looks like Octoman is just walking at night.
That's what we thought.
And I didn't know it was a cave.
Well, we learned eventually.
They didn't show him entering the cave. They just showed blackness. Like, just darkness.
You just have to use your imagination. You have to imagine that you're watching a good movie, okay?
I can't.
Oh, you can. Just there are so many improvements that could be made here. Like, yeah, talk about it. The fucking lake scene. When they're on the lake.
Oh, God. Yeah, we just totally forgot about that.
Because we forgot about it because it was the biggest blue balls ever. So, they're looking for Octoman on this lake. It's, like, pitch black. There's, like, the cricket sounds. And all you see is, like, them looking with their flashlight.
And you just see the light scanning the...
You just see it, like, scanning the edge of the lake. And we're, like that's, like, perfect for, like, a spooky... Like, jump scare or something?
Like, in a good... No. In a good movie, they would have waited till this point to reveal Octoman.
Like, have, like, a shot of, like, them scanning over the lake, and then just, like, Octoman, like, stepping out of the bushes or something.
Or have something, like, where they're scanning the lake, and then, like, you see, like, something move.
Yeah.
And then they scan it more, and then there's Octoman. Or he,
like... Yeah, or, like, have him attack the boat. Like, just tip the boat over. Like, it's all quiet, and it just tips the boat over. No. They show his fucking legs.
They show his feet.
And then they show a billion shots of, like, tentacles moving. And then he just...
He rocks the boat.
He literally slowly grabs the boat, and it's his hand. It's his fucking hand. And just rocks the boat.
Just rocks the boat.
And they're all like...
And the hunter just, like, takes his machete and just chops the tentacle on. Fucking... And...
Which, okay, another thing. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm pretty sure... You never see that bloody stump again.
I think it's, like, literally the tentacles just regrown.
Yes. Like, because they probably... You know what? Who gives a fuck? They didn't give a fuck. We don't have to give a fuck.
So they pull the guy into the water, they get him out, and then they go on their merry
way. And then he like, spends, like, 20 minutes trying to smack him back to life. Smack him back to consciousness.
And then, like, rubbing his hands.
He, like, rubs his other hand, and then smacks his face... And then repeat. Apparently CPR doesn't exist. Mouth to mouth, forget it.
Yep. So that's the lake scene.
Yeah.
So now we're back to Davido finds the
cave.
The Octoman going into the cave.
Then he goes back and tells them.
So he goes back and tells them because they can't get the log out of the way.
Yeah. So they stand outside the cave and they're like, because the whole time they were trying to leave because they're like, okay, this thing is over. This is a disaster. Let's leave. And then they're like, you know what? Let's go in the cave.
Yeah.
So, they go in the cave. They walk in the cave for like 5 fucking minutes.
And then the woman starts hearing the...
She senses.
She senses the Octoman.
Mm-hmm. She senses the Octoman. They walk around some more. There's an awkward, like, they shoot at him, right? And he runs away.
Yeah, he runs away and they kind of shoot at him, but they run into a dead end. And then it shows, I didn't even know what was going on because it's so dark.
Uh-huh.
You just see like the silhouette of Octoman, mm-hmm. and then he does something, mm-hmm. and then there's a cave in.
Yep. And at first I was like, if this movie ends with just them like awkwardly dying in like a cave because they can't get out, that'll be special.
The ending is so much better though.
Oh yes. Better is, Yeah, but the thing is that, like, when you say better, that has, like, 50 fucking quotation marks around it, okay? Because nothing about this is,
better.
It's better than Bigfoot, but right, man, that's
true.
That is my faintest praise. So.
So they look around for a way out of the cave, and they can't find one, and then they see what's supposed to be a small opening, right?
Yes.
And... Davido, it's being,
like,
the smallest one.
And I'll scout it out.
Yeah. So he goes, and you're supposed to think this is like a small...
Tiny opening.
Opening. Uh-huh. And it's this huge opening. It's huge. He could almost like halfway like crouch in it.
He could crouch walk through that fucking thing.
Yeah. Like,
but no. He spent 5 fucking minutes crawling through
like
the goddamn
acting
thing.
Like he's crawling through this like small crawl
making
space.
Making these like faces of like, oh, this is so difficult.
Even though the ceiling is like a foot above him.
You don't even see the ceiling. Yeah. That's how high it is.
But
it's ridiculous.
But he's acting like it's like this tight little spot. Yeah. And so he finally gets to an opening.
He gets out. And then he goes back and tells him like this leads right back to the whatever.
And then it proceeds.
Another 5 minutes.
Every single actor that supposedly couldn't fit through this little hole.
Yes.
Fit through the giant hole. It's huge.
Yeah, they practically human centipede their fucking way out of
like
it.
It's like a fucking crevasse.
Yeah.
It's like...
Bullshit.
It's like a giant cavern. Like, it's like they... And again, it's hilarious because they act like it's like this tiny crawl space.
Yeah.
Like, they act like they're squeezing through, like, nothingness. And, oh, man. It's so funny to watch.
This whole thing takes, like, 15 fucking minutes. This movie is an hour and 18 minutes long. And they're wasting their last goddamn time with this.
They need to pad it out.
I know why. Yeah, exactly. They have to pad this thing out to feature length.
Yeah.
And it's barely feature length.
Barely.
Barely. So they get out of the fucking cave. They go back to their RV.
No, so they get out of the cave, and they look down the hill, and there's, just by sheer happenstance, there's
right there.
The RV.
They're right back where they started.
Oh, we went in a circle. Great. Mm-hmm. And then the most hilarious scene in the entire movie. So they go back to the RV.
One of them opens the RV.
They open the door, and immediately a tentacle comes out and smacks him in the face.
You know what it does? It doesn't just smack him. It knocks him the fuck out.
It's like an uppercut. Just like, it just launches him back.
And then another guy tries to get a gun, and it just smacks him the fuck out. Smacks everybody, and eventually it starts choking, hugging the fucking main scientist to death.
And the woman's like, no, take me.
Take me.
Take me.
Yeah.
And the Octoman can apparently understand that and lets go of him and takes her.
Takes her.
Now, before we get into the final scene, I want to ask an important question. How in the holy hell did Octoman know that they were going to get out of that cave and go immediately back to the RV?
Because he's half man, half octopus, and obviously, whatever man he's a hybrid of was a goddamn, fucking genius.
So another thing I don't get is...
because he also caused the cave-in. So, man, Octoman's a goddamn wizard.
Another thing I don't get is, how did he open the RV door?
They never locked it. I don't know.
Yeah, but, okay, so it shows the scene of him attacking the RV before, and he couldn't open the door.
Oh, yeah.
So how the fuck did he open the door, and, was he just gonna wait there until they came back and, was just like...
because he had 15 minutes of them crawling through the tiny, tiny hole in the cave to figure out how to finally open the door.
He caused a cave-in and then just expected them to die. Why would he wait in the RV? I can't wrap my head around it.
Maybe he wanted to take a nap.
How did he open the door, though? I don't get it.
He had 15 minutes to figure it out, and he finally did. Because he's like, oh, those fucking idiots are never going to get out. Oh, yeah, I'll fidget this thing.
I had to ask the important question, because I don't get that scene. I don't understand it, but...
that's not even the most baffling thing for me. I want to know, how the fuck can she tell? How can she talk to him?
I don't know. It doesn't explain jack shit.
But whatever. Well, another magic thing that happens... he knocked all of them the fuck out, right? Well, guess what? 2 seconds later...
they all get back up.
They're all back up, and they're fucking, surrounding him, about to fuck him up.
And they're just... he's still holding the woman, and they're just firing away at him.
No, they don't.
Okay, that's right.
She pulls out a gun.
And then shoots him in the stomach.
No.
Or where does she shoot him?
She shoots him in the heart.
Oh, okay.
Shoots him in the heart, and then you see, his vision of, him looking at her, and I guess it's supposed to be, tragic... so he, she escapes, and then they unload on him.
And then he just...
he hobbles into the fucking lake.
And then you just see a bubbling...
you see air bubbles. And then... Davido has been making a little, figurine of the Octoman. And he, takes it out of whatever pocket he was carrying it in this whole fucking time. And just throws it in the water.
Throws it in the water. It floats next to where the bubble is coming out.
And then it just says the end.
Yep, the end. That's it. That's Octoman. I hated this movie. I hated this movie. I honestly, it's not like Manos or Bigfoot bad, but it's worse than Carnival of Blood or... definitely worse than Corpse Grinders, because Corpse Grinders has been my favorite so far.
Yeah. This thing is special.
I don't even know what to say. It's so bad. They make so many mistakes. And I'm a huge fan of monster movies.
Simple mistakes that you shouldn't make.
I think they're supposed to, I think they're trying to be, Creatures from the Black Lagoon, right? But, like, they fail so hard at it, because that's actually a good movie.
Yeah.
And, man, they just, every chance they get, they fuck it up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't, and I'm sorry, I cannot get over the RV scene. How does he get in there? And, like, how did he know how long to wait for him?
I don't know.
Did he?
Because he's a half.
I wonder if he trapped himself in there and then just was, like, hoping they would come.
He was just chilling.
No,
he was just trying to take a nap.
He wasn't trapped in there because he knew the second they opened the door, he was just right there with his tentacle, like, uppercutting that guy.
Maybe they caught him masturbating.
I don't know.
I mean, come on.
Like,
who knows?
I need any explanation on this.
No, you don't.
It's just,
you don't get.
It's so stupid.
You know what you get, Will? You get nothing. Because you get a psychic woman, apparently, who is only psychic to weirdo Octoman creatures and can hear them and sense them and talk to them. For some reason, no explanation, nothing. You have a white guy playing a Mexican Indian with a fucking dubbed voice and bad makeup. I don't know.
And then you have Octoman, the
shining jewel.
Like, I'm okay with guys in suits, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, Alien did it, like Godzilla, like Creature from the Black Lagoon. It sometimes it just works in a movie, and especially in these older movies, it's all they could do. But the suit looks so bad. They did not even try. And I swear they had a boner for this suit. Like, because they show it all the time as much as they can. And they even credited the Octoman, like, the Octoman as a character. So you know that they wanted this to be, like, a big monster movie.
Did they, though?
They couldn't have expected this would take off, though. It's so bad.
How could you expect this to take off anywhere? No. This shit wouldn't take off in fucking Kenya. This wouldn't take off anywhere. No one would fall for this nonsense.
No.
I don't even get, like... Oh, Harry Essex. I want to know why.
So I feel like I don't have to ask this question, but what are your final thoughts on the movie?
It's embarrassing.
I completely agree. It was kind of embarrassing that we even watched all of it. Like,
I'm not surprised. I just... It found creative ways to fuck up everything.
Like, so far in this venture, I haven't wanted to turn off a movie as bad as I did during this movie. Like, we made it all the way through, but... Like, at certain points, I was just like, can we just please turn it off and, like...
It's not as bad as Bigfoot.
It's not as bad as Bigfoot. I wanted to turn Bigfoot off, but, like, this... I don't know why. This felt more boring to me.
Is it because the last, like... I don't know. 30 minutes are just nothing?
Could be.
Is it because we spent 20 minutes watching a bunch of idiots crawl through a giant fucking cavern and pretend, like, it's a tiny hole?
I mean,
would that be something?
That's probably it. I don't know. Like, I didn't enjoy this movie at all. If you guys want to torture yourself, you can find it on YouTube. Someone, I guess, has released the, like, I looked it up and there is a 20th anniversary or 30th anniversary.
40th,
yeah. And so, so someone has released the 40th anniversary edition. And it for some reason, they cleaned up this movie, and I don't know why.
They cleaned it up, except for the fucking stock footage, which you can't clean up.
Oh, yeah, no.
But I guess for our sake, that was more entertaining.
Well, it was, because it totally took you out of the movie for a second. Still,
I mean, I wish they cleaned up the fucking audio sometimes.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
It still sounded like 70s audio, but it looked like the
sounds like Mono's audio.
They, like, brushed up the visuals, but then didn't do anything to the audio.
You know, they should have brushed up. They should have taken this movie and burned it and brushed up the fucking ashes.
Yeah.
And thrown it away.
Like, if you like monster movies, just stay away from this one. Like, it's not even worth
it. Oh, no, you have to watch this.
I don't think they do.
You should. They should show this. You know what? They should show the lake scene in, like, film classes as an example of, like, how to fuck things up.
Oh, yeah. This is a clear example.
This is how you fuck it up.
This is how you don't make a monster movie. I mean, just watch clips and you'll know. Like, you don't have to watch all of it. Just watch clips and you'll know how stupid this movie is.
Masterpiece.
So, I guess that's it.
That's all we got, folks.
That's all I got. I don't know what else to say about this.
I'm going to go kill myself. Are you?
I might.
Let's okay.
I might just drown myself in booze after
that. Yeah, we're done. This podcast's over.
It's over.
We can't go on.
Finished. Final episode. Finito. Nah, we're just kidding. I like this too much, so.
Yeah. It's only going to get worse.
It's true. And, like, we're only on 71. We've only just begun.
Yeah, this is, like, we got lower rated ones after this. So keep in mind, this has a 3.6. We have ones coming up that have even lower than this.
And like I said, I think I said this in the last podcast, I'll always tell you where to find these films, just in case you do want to watch them for yourself and experience what we had to go through. I feel like listening to this podcast and feeling our pain is torture enough. But, you know, if you do want to watch it yourself, then I'll always let you know where to find it. Anyway, for They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.